Very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is the 11th August 2022. It's the Thursday class. We are with commencing our. Let us now compose our mind, develop the fruits, sadha, virya. Then mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Namo Bhagavate Namo Bổn Sư Sư Gia Mâu Ni Phật. Namo Bổn Sư Sư Gia Mâu Ni Phật. Namo Quan Sư Bồ Tát. Namo Quan Sư Bồ Tát. Namo Quan Sư Bồ Tát. Namo Namo Phổ Bồ Tát. Namo Phổ Bồ Tát. Namo Phổ Bồ Tát. Arahaṃ sammā sambuddho bhagavā buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādemi. Svākhātō bhagavata dhammo dhammaṃ namassāmi. Supatipanno bhagavato sangha-sangho sanghaṃ namāmi. Namo attassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo attassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo attassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tutiyampi sammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Pānātipātā virammani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Adinadana viramani sikha padam samadhiyami. Kamesu vichachara viramani sikha padam samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikha padam samadhiyami. Suramiraya majapamadatana viramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Sādhu sādhu sādhu. Okay, you can miss that. Let us now turn to page 3 of the chapter book. We shall chant the puja offering, patipacho puja. Okay. So, patipa puja offering some light. Ganna sarpa dithena Dittena dhamma dhamsina ติโลกาดิปังสัมบุตังปูชยามิตาโมนุดังกันดาสัมบรายุตเตนะโดเพนะหังสุขังหินะปูชาเยปูชานิยังตังปูชาปัจจานะโมตถมังวันนากันดากุโนเปทังเอทังกสุมาสันตทินปูชายามิโมนินดาสสิริปาดาสโรโรเหปูเชมิบุตังกสุเมนาเนนาปุณเณนะมัตเตนะเจโหตุโมคังปุพังเมลายติยัตถาอิดังเมกายโยตถายตินะสภาวังอาดิวาสเสตุโนบันเตปานิยังปริกาปิตังอานุกัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหาตุมุตตมังอาดิวาสเสตุโนบันเตปาเลปาริกาปิตังอานุกัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหาตุมุตตมังอาดิวาสเสตุโนบันเตโภชนังปริกาปิตังอานุคัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกังหาตุมุตตมัง Now we shall chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of pure, clear water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with faithfulness to attain the path and fruition sooner as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana, making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balance of powers, sharing and transfer merge with all beings. May this merit be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let's pay respect to Tripa Chan. Bhutan Puchen. Dhamma Puchen. Sangham Puchen. Okay, can we sit down? So as usual, we will have our half an hour of awareness-based meditation, we are off the light, so that you all can commence your awareness-based meditation. So always remember, this type of meditation is different from the conventional meditation that you all do. Because this one, based on the title, is to enable us to develop awareness or mindfulness within. So awareness-based meditation is to develop the training of the mind, to develop this awareness within, then stabilize it to be ever mindful, constantly meditating, so that it can become fruitful. And this is how meditation is to be developed and understood. So as I have promised you all, the previous Thursday class sharing, I have finished off the initial sharing of the process of creation, the four stages of creation, how from the nature we come out. The first thing that come out is our pure awareness. Then from the pure awareness, we develop the mundane thinking or the mundane mind. Then from the mundane mind, we create the phenomenal world of consciousness, which is existence itself. So this four-stage cycle is very important so that we understand clearly how all this happened. From the source, the oneness, the nature, the first thing that come up, as I explained, is the pure awareness. That's why when you meditate, you have to start from there. Because if you move on to the third process of creation, that is the mundane mind, the thinking mind, the mind that gives rise to consciousness, our five aggregate of form and mind. From the mundane mind, it manifests the phenomenal world of consciousness. That is the fourth stage of creation. So if you want to meditate, you must start from the pure awareness. Yeah, from there, you can develop the silent mind to awaken, the direct seeing. The silent mind can insight into phenomena and awaken. It can silently observe and understand what is going on. Whereas if you move to the thought process or the thinking mind or the mundane mind, that is the third stage of creation, where you think a lot, where your mind is not quiet, not tranquil, because when mundane mind arrives, thought process arise, aggregates of mind arise, activity arise, you can never be with the moment in pure awareness. To be aware of what is going on, to observe, to understand, to insight in the phenomenon, you can't. That's why all of meditation start from awareness. Then after that, I use the triangle, the Trinity, to explain to you all how if you make use of the thought process, you end up as mundane living. If you go the other way, developing the stability of awareness within, or awareness-based meditation, you develop the silent mind, which is also the meditative mind, the pure awareness, to meditate. Then from there, you awaken and develop wisdom. So from the wisdom, that arise. This wisdom is connected to our five aggregate of form and mind, the senses. That's how we can have noble living. The life of an enlightened being. So that triangle, although I have explained, but you may not understand much because you still do not understand what is a trained mind, what is an untrained mind. So today I will go into Appendix 6 of the Heart Sutra, where after the triangle, we will go into the notes that explain to you clearly what is a trained mind, its characteristic, its nature, so that you understand what this training of the mind is all about. If you cannot develop all these characteristics of a trained mind, then you become heedless. That's why there is also another section that explains what the untrained mind is all about. After understanding these two, then we go to the next part of the appendix, which is how to train the mind. And so that one, you need to develop the understanding of the essential Dhamma and all the related essence of the Buddha's teaching. So the essential Dhamma are basically the essence of the Buddha's teaching. So this essential Dhamma, you need to really develop the understanding of it so that you can understand what this teaching is all about. Then when you understand this teaching, you will know how to train your mind. Then you will know how to use this trained mind to meditate, to develop wisdom, to insight into phenomena, to awaken, to become enlightened. So with this, you will complete the whole thing. But this Appendix 6 is very long. We may need 2 or 3 sessions of the Thursday class to really go into it and complete the whole training. Okay, now we will start the meditation. As explained, awareness-based meditation is to train your mind to be in the state of awareness that stabilizes it. Don't try to know, don't try to do anything, just relax. The four support, relax, maintain awareness. Then make sure this awareness stabilizes. The third support is to stabilize the inner awareness. And the last support, of course, is trust. That one you can do later, not so fast. So I will now let you meditate on your own. You can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. Okay, now we will turn to page 6 of the chanting book. We will chant the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which is heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chiyakawalesu Atvaha Gacchantu Devata Saddhamman Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sakka Mokkadam Dhamma Svaran Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Svaran Kalo Ayang Badanta ธัมมสวนันคาโลอายังปะดันตานะโมอาตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมอาตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมอาตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะอิติปิโสภะคะวะอะระหังสัมมาสัมพุทโธวิจารณสัมปันโนสุขะโตโลกะวิโดอนุตตรโภปุริสธัมมสารติสัตตาเทวมนุสานังพุทโธภะคะวะติสวาคาโตภะคะวะตาธัมโมสันติติโกอะคาลิโกเอหิปัสสิโกโอปะนะยิโกปัจจัตตังเวทิตาโตสีโนหิติสุปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆปุจจปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆญาญาปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆสามีจิปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆญาติตังจัตตาริปุริสโยคะนิอัตตปุริสปุคะลาเอสาภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆอาหุเนโยปาหุเนโยตะกิเนโยอัญจะลิกะระเนโยอนุตตรังปุญญังเขตังโลกัสสติสาธุสาธุสาธุ Okay, you all can be seated. Now we'll continue with our Dhamma sharing. As I said just now, we will turn to Appendix 6 of the Heart Sutta. This expanded Six is very important. The gist of the sharing is training the mind. That is the title. So training the mind via understanding the essential Dhamma and meditation as taught by the Buddha is very important. So these short notes, they come about because of our various sharing. In bracket, I read to you. These are notes compiled mainly from the various Dhamma talks given by me at Tiratana Buddhist Society Klang on 20th June 2014, and also some Thursday classes, especially the one held at Brother Suyan's house on the 10th of July 2014. And the March 2014 Cameron Highland Retreat at Sampo Temple. So this March 2014 Cameron Highland Retreat is very useful. You should listen to the recording if you have a chance to, because from there, all the essential Dhamma, the essential teachings of the Buddha, and a lot of the understanding that my nature has, I share them there That's why I was able to extract from all those sharing the gist of it, become the short notes that you have on Appendix 6. So as you all are familiar, the first section is the triangle that I have already explained to you all earlier on. So this triangle comes about based on the four stages of mind's creation. How the four stages of creation develop when the living being develop the condition to manifest and take birth in this conditioned world. So for a being to arise within the conditioned world, you need the five aggregates of form and mind. Means you need a karmically conditioned form and mind. The Buddha called it the five aggregates. And this is the vertical and the tool that the living being need for it to arise within the conditioned world. Then, unless you meditate, unless you develop the training of the mind to understand all this creative process, you cannot understand the four stages of mind development, or we call it the creation process of nature. Most people maybe will understand that the five aggregates of form and mind basically is a living being with a mind trapped inside the body, the physical body. So basically the physical form has the five senses plus the brain, which form the six senses or six sense bases. Then the mind that is trapped inside, upon contact with the sense data, respective sense data that come in, it triggers off sense or consciousness. That's how you become conscious. Conscious of what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile, you feel, anything. When you become conscious, you create a phenomenal of consciousness. That's how the last two stages of creation become obvious to people. But before this third and fourth stage of creation, there are two more which living beings seldom perceive or have even a chance to be aware of, especially the pure awareness, which is the first to come out from the true mind. That one hardly anybody understand or were able to develop the ability to perceive it. Maybe they have a glimpse of it, but they don't know what that thing is. Unless you are a true cultivator, unless you know how to develop the awareness-based type of meditation to realize it, to stabilize it, and to awaken to it, then unless you can develop the training of the mind to develop the meditative experience or awakening that you can develop from there, you will not understand what that pure awareness stage is before it trigger off the mundane thinking. So this second stage of creation, which is the pure awareness, the first to come out from that nature within, you can never understand unless you develop the awareness-based meditation. Then you have to be very good at it. Then to understand the first original state, which the Buddhist teaching develop a lot of explanation on what that thing is. There are various names that they created, but most people do not understand what it is. Some call it our true nature, the Buddha nature. the oneness nature, and then the original nature. These are various names they give to that nature. But to realize that nature, you need to be an enlightened being. You need to silence your mind, develop the wisdom awakening. Then from there, the mundane mind ceases. When the mundane mind ceases, the pure awareness is still there. But when you develop the ability to become enlightened, this pure awareness will also cease. When the pure awareness also ceases, the mundane mind realizes itself and sees, then that is what the enlightenment process is all about. That is what Nibbana is all about. So the understanding of this is very important. When your form and mind ceases, then the pure awareness also ceases. That is what Nibbana is all about. That's why you always hear in the text the Buddha mentioned, Nibbana is the unconditioned, whereas the mundane mind is the conditioned arising mind. So what does the Buddha mean when he says the unconditioned? It is not from the conditioned world. There is nothing inside there. You cannot talk about it. It cannot be spoken. It cannot be described. It cannot be known. Yeah, this is a nature within, and that nature has got no name. But living beings need to labor to create a name. Yeah, Joyce is here with us. Eh? You can have a seat there if continue. So this understanding of the four stage cycle or creation process will enable you as a cultivator to develop the understanding of who you are, what you are, and how you become what you are now through the karmic process. So this is why we call it the process of creation. Creation means how we come about to develop this existence. So the enlightenment part is the source or the original nature, the true nature. Some call it the Buddha nature, the oneness nature. These are all the names that they give. But unless you realize it, you go deep into it, you develop the understanding of it through awareness-based meditation, through detecting the gateway to your nature, you can never understand what that thing is. So for the time being, don't have to worry about it. Just develop as an understanding that there is such a nature that can be understood, that can be realized. Okay? Then from there, we develop the understanding of cultivation. How to cultivate, how to train this mind so that we develop the ability to understand clearly who we are, what we are. Then just like I explained the four-stage cycle, the first two stages, hardly anybody know unless they are real cultivator, true cultivator. Most people only come to know what the thinking mind or the mundane mind is, the third stage of creation. Then from there, the phenomenal world of consciousness, the last stage of creation. So if we are talking about meditation, we are talking about enlightenment, developing the wisdom to awaken, to understand truth, the reality, to understand clearly who are we, what are we, and how we function as a human being, and how do we realize the enlightenment so that we will have no more delusion, no more ignorance, no more suffering, so that we understand life completely, perfectly. And when we understand life, we know how to live life. Then we know how to leave the noble one to become a noble being or an enlightened being that can be a blessing to all of humanity, all of nature, all of environment. Everything that exists within the existential world. So this is what meditation is all about. And to do that, we have to start from the pure awareness. Because that is the first thing to come out from that nature. So what is the pure awareness? The pure awareness is just that awareness nature within our nature before the thinking. Before the arising of the thought process. That's why now you will start to understand why I help you all to understand by defining what is the deed of mindfulness. I help you all by coining the understanding of it. I say, mindfulness is awareness before the knowing. Remember this definition? Yeah? Can you remember? What is the meaning? I write on the whiteboard. Easier for you to follow. Sati or mindfulness is awareness before the knowing. So what is knowing? To know is to perceive. Unless you perceive, you can never know. But the moment you perceive, your mundane mind has all the other aggregates. That's why you can also say before the knowing or the arising of the aggregates of forming mind, aggregates of form and mind. So these aggregates are the five aggregates. Within the thought process, the mundane mind, there is also this five aggregates. Although the first aspect as a human being, the first aggregate of form is always the physical world. Whereas the second aspect when it comes to the Patisyasamuppada or the dwelling or what we call the thought process, because every thought is a fine aggregate of form and mind. So basically we have the four aggregates of mind. What are they? They are feeling, perception. Third one is sankhara. Sankhara, I will retain the Pali word. And vijnana. So this perception is the one that brings. So this is the one that brings the external form into the mind. External form or mental form. External or mental form. So this is how the five aggregate of form and mind also arise, the second aspect as a thought. Whereas awareness or sati, sati or mindfulness is awareness before the knowing. This knowing becomes the thought. This knowing becomes the thought. And this is the second aspect of the five aggregate of form and mind. Because this knowing is what perception, feeling, sankhara and vijnana is all about. The whole of the content of consciousness within, which it carries with the receptacle, which we call it the pure awareness or pure consciousness. So this is how we created the thought through sati or awareness. Initially, our true mind is spacious awareness. You can follow. Yeah? Spacious awareness. So spacious awareness before the knowing. What does it mean? Before you perceive, before you create all this sankhara activity and movement, the aggregates of mind. That is the silent mind. You understand? That is your pure awareness. Before the arising of thought, before the arising of the aggregates of mind. You understand this, you understand meditation, you can develop awareness, sati. Then you don't have to be gullible like most people. They go and know and do everything using the thought without knowing that sati is not a thought. Sati is just aware before the knowing. That's why they can't get it. You can go and do it for umpteen years, maybe for millennia or eons. And yet, you are still within the thinking mind, the thought process, the mundane mind's creation. That's why you cannot cease all this. Without sati, without awareness, all this cannot be understood. So today, the main intent is to let you understand this. So this thought, I haven't completed the explanation. I have explained before many times, but this time I hope you could see. What is the thought? Initially, like I say, the first thing that come out is pure awareness from our nature. Can follow? So this awareness is spacious awareness without a center. But this is our oneness nature, our true nature. But to understand that is not easy. Because most people cannot meditate to that level. They don't even know what is awareness-based meditation. They don't even know what sati is. So how can you know that? But I have to explain it to you so that later on you will understand. So it is spacious awareness. Before the content of consciousness go in, it is just pure awareness. Then how do we create thought? How do we create the thought process? This is the next part that you need to understand now. That's why cultivation is about awareness, to be aware and find out, investigate, silent, meaning to investigate. How do you create thought? Anybody want to try? Huh? How do you create thought? Let's say, seeing consciousness, you look at the Kuan Yin image. How does that thought, Kuan Yin image, arise? Yeah, pass the mic to Joyce. Yeah, luckily Joyce come. Correct. Memory is correct. But you have to move further. Huh? Memory is still knowledge, intellect. You need memory to know it's Kuan Yin. That is obvious. Okay? That's like knowledge. Huh? But the process of it, how does it happen? You have to, through your seeing that consciousness, before, like the Buddha said, before the content go in the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness, means the awareness of this. You understand? Awareness of this so-called Kuan Yin or white check image. Before all this labeling, means before the perception, before the sensation, before the sankhara, before all of your mental activity coming, that pure seeing like a baby, seeing things as they are, that pure awareness. So that pure awareness is what that seeing is all about. The enlightened being see that way. The newborn baby see that way. But in the seeing is only the seeing consciousness, like the physics experiment, upon contact, the light bulb light up. You become conscious. Conscious of what? Conscious of this thing which has no me. You understand? Can follow that? Then the next thing you do is what? You arise which aggregate. You perceive, isn't it? And when you perceive, without memory, there is no naming. But because, like Joy said, there is memory, where you have been taught before, conditioned, and there is a memory. This is Kuan Yin. then this thing arises. You understand? So what is perception? From spacious awareness, you go to the brain and create the content of consciousness, which is your perception. You start to perceive this through memory. So you shrink your entire spacious awareness into this minute space. You understand? You can follow that. So when you shrink into this minute space and input the content, it becomes a thought. That's why from spacious awareness, you introduce the content of consciousness, and this one becomes the thought. Initially, it was spacious awareness. That's why this spacious awareness of the T is very difficult to perceive. Or sometimes people call it the pure awareness, because it's just awareness. It has got no content yet. So always remember, initially, that nature is the spacious awareness. Then you narrow the vision down to a specific focus. That's why thought is focusing. Thought is limited because you focus. From spacious awareness, you develop thought is limited. Because from the spacious awareness, your nature shrink into a thought. Shrink into a thought. Shrink. Let's put another color. Spacious awareness shrink to. This is how you create thought. That's how the thought, which is the mundane mind, which is the thinking mind, arises. And this content of consciousness is the one that decides what karma is, your mental intention and all those things. This one is not a theory, yeah? Please. Eh? You understand it as a theory, it may not benefit you much. You must silence your mind and develop the stability of the daily mind to see all this, to understand all this. You can never find in book this type of thing. Yeah, my nature in the early days when I meditate, I silent, then I saw it happening. I saw how the creation come about. How the paticca samuppada, the dwelling come about. When you are mindful, aware, very stable, every moment of contact, you understand what is going on. Then you can be even at the moment of perception, the moment of feeling. They remain as pure feeling. They won't move. It won't condition craving. The link cannot move. Even when you want to arise sankhara activity, retreat to memory or whatever, the awareness of it is there, very clear. And the pure awareness, the pure consciousness, every moment of consciousness, like the seeing, the pure seeing, the pure hearing, the pure smell, taste, tactile, and thought process, they are all there. That's why when your mind enters sati, everything you do is in sati. That is the meaning. You see in sati. Means that seeing is a pure seeing. Like when you see a car moving. Without the word, the awareness and the car move as one. Specific phenomenal awareness. That is the pure seeing. Whereas the one before the awareness go and move with the phenomena, it is called spacious awareness without a center. That is our original state, the pure awareness, the oneness nature without a center. That's why that one no center. The moment you move that spacious awareness to a specific phenomena, then that specific phenomena become the awareness of what you want to be aware of. It is still not a center. That's why you are still aware. But the moment you create a thought, you become a center. You dwell there. That is what Quinling meant by dwelling. The mind must have no dwelling. The moment you input the content of consciousness, you dwell. Also. So when it comes to dwelling, you have to understand it differently. Yeah? Dwelling. The moment you input content of consciousness, you dwell. So this one is content of consciousness. Because this one become a thought, then you dwell there. Like when you perceive Kuan Yin, your mind dwell there. You understand? That is what dwelling is all about. You dwell. If the mind is just aware, it does not dwell. Even specific phenomenal awareness, it does not dwell. Spacious awareness without a center, that one very difficult to do unless your stability of mindfulness is very, very stable. That one you can only do when your mundane mind has collapsed or when you are in the formal posture, completely silent, without thought, and the awareness nature is inside that. But then spacious awareness without a center is possible. So I did it in 1989 at Cameron Highland Retreat. Suddenly my nature went into it. Then I didn't know what that thing was because it just surfaced at that time. A very, very distant phenomena. If my nature want to know, it can know. That's why a lot of things, when you are doing the awareness-based meditation, it will manifest accordingly, following the awareness nature ability to develop it. So hopefully you understand this, then you will know how to meditate. Then you will understand why all of meditation starts with sati, mindfulness. And what is mindfulness? Awareness before the knowing. That's why we start from the triangle, the pure awareness up there. When you are silent, aware, daily mindfulness, very stable throughout the day, the mind has entered sati. Then everything you do is in sati. Then the direct seeing is possible. Insight into phenomena, awakening, realizing the three universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, and anatta become possible. Otherwise, it's all thought-based. Everything is thought-related. Thought-related, how can you realize the Dhamma that is beyond thought, beyond mind? That's why that triangle, from the pure awareness, you must silence your mind to develop the direct seeing, to awaken to the wisdom below the triangle, yeah, where you have the wisdom part, or what they call the understanding part. So with the wisdom and the understanding developed through the pure awareness, so this C is the pure awareness, yeah, or PA, yeah. C is a pure consciousness or the pure awareness. Eh? Pure consciousness or the pure awareness. Then here you develop wisdom. Here is the senses where all the paticca samuppada occur, the five aggregates of form and mind, the thought process. So this is mundane living. This one is all in the notes. Eh? You go to Appendix 6, it's all there. Mundane living. This one is silent mind. Too small, cannot write. Maybe I just extend it out. Huh? Silent mind. And direct seeing. So this one is meditation. Yeah? This one is awareness-based meditation. Okay. This one is mundane living. Now, do you understand why we have to start from here, the awareness nature? The moment you don't start from here, you are lost in thought. That's what living being is doing. Everybody, almost 99.999%, they are using the thought to live life, to do the so-called meditation, thought-based. Who do the thought do? The thought come out in method, technique, skillful means, then verbalize and actively creating concept, idea, and thought-based training. If you do this, you will never awaken. Pardon me for saying that. Unless you know how to train your mind to silently, to be just aware before the knowing, to develop sati, mindfulness, then this direct seeing can lead to awakening. Then once the wisdom develops, this wisdom that is developed is connected to the five aggregates of form and mind. That's why you can have the noble living. Noble living. You refer to the notes, huh? They are all there. So this part clear now. Clear now. Yeah? Then I will move on. Yeah. Ah yes, can. Yeah, pass the mic. For the recording. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, Brother Teo, can you please clarify the content of consciousness comes after the specific awareness or the spacious awareness? Or
No. You see, the content of consciousness comes from your mundane mind. The mundane mind created that content and it went in. How does it create? I already told you, the first thing that come out is a pure awareness. After that, the thought process arises. How did it arise? It's just like every day, how you create thought. I already explained to you the process. When does that perception of that Kuan Yin image through memory happen?
But the theory, we have to move from the spacious awareness to the specific awareness.
You don't move. The spacious awareness is a nature, it's not you. Understand?
Understand. So, but the thing is that initially you are just spacious awareness.
You are not that thing. That thing is a nature.
Okay.
It's not a being. It cannot come out and live life. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Then you will not be confused. Because you are approaching it from a being as a thought, as an entity. That's why if you want to understand from there, your question will all be thought-based. And you cannot understand the actual happening. This actual happening, you can only understand when you are able to stabilize your mindfulness and your awareness until that silent mind is able to observe that movement, that mundane mind's creation, how that mundane mind arise, how it go to the memory, and through the memory, how the perception come in. All this happened very fast inside your brain. You know what happened? Because you are so conditioned. Do you understand? Everything to you is automatic. See that word come out of it. See that word come out of it. But can you see without the word? Just a word. Like that day I explained. When you want to drink, your hand move, the awareness and this thing move as one without thought. You cannot do that means your awareness or sati is still not stable. Means you cannot differentiate between what sati and thought is. And most people cannot do it. That's why I've been telling you all this while. Not until you stabilize your daily mindfulness, the real meditation has not started. You remember this sentence? I always say, the real meditation has not started. So, like I mentioned just now, this is not an intellectual understanding. This is not a knowledge that you can commit to memory. You have to train the mind to be aware, to be silent, to have the ability to awaken to it, to see all this movement. That's why in the past, I cannot teach this. I cannot go into detail. You can't even understand what sati is at that time. But now, a lot of kayamita can develop the understanding because they are able to stabilize this sati. The daily mindfulness that come about, they went into the bodhisattva vow, they connect to that nature, they are able to locate the gateway and stabilize the awareness from within. That's why they are able to understand what I share now. Even Ingbi, they all, Bocherin, Alicia, and many of them, they can understand now. Why? Because they develop the stability of mindfulness. The Buddha already said, heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. And how to be heedful? Dhammapada verse 23. the ever mindful and the constantly meditating, they will realize the supreme born-free Nibbana. Because these are the two factors that you need. You have to cultivate this ever mindful, constantly meditating. Then they use the word steadfastly. That word steadfastly is very important, no? Not casual, no. Must steadfastly, continuously develop, you know, until you are ever mindful, constantly meditating throughout the day. I remember I was doing that for a continuous period of 2-3 years. Then my stability of mindfulness was there. Then I continuously contemplated for like silent. Then a lot of things happened. The insight, it awakened, and then nature just understand. No need word, nothing. When that thing awakened, then nature understand, then the word become clear. The Buddha's Pali word and the word that he used become very clear. Before you awaken, those are words. Words are idea and concept that points towards the truth. It's not the truth. So that is a big difference. So for your case, Sui An, yeah, slowly, don't worry. Don't try to understand now. Because unless your stability of mindfulness and sati or awareness is developed, stabilized, then no need to have any question, because you will see it on your own. How that perception come about? Just now you remember I explained to you, when you are in this state of sati, when your mind has entered sati, then the awareness can be at the moment of perception. When perception arises, the awareness can see the movement. How that mundane mind, through its views, opinion, conditioning, and memory, retrieve it out from the memory, the brain, even though it's habitual tendency. You have done it for so long, but you can see that it's like slow down for you to see. You know, when they develop the movie, yeah? When they put under slow motion, exactly the same. It's like everything slow down for you to see. But nothing slow down. Because of your sati, your awareness, you can see. That's why I told you all last time, when the TV, yeah, with all the pixels moving very fast, sometimes it's like cut the kalapas faster than the normal movement. That's why they say that even it pans towards the speed of light, the awareness nature, which is just aware, it can follow if you want to. All this movement, no matter how fast, it is just that. That nature and the thing is one. No one, nothing. So this is what the awareness nature is. The awareness nature is not a being. It cannot come out and reply. It's not you. It's not to say you are the awareness nature. Initially, I always say the first thing to come out is the pure awareness, the spacious awareness. That is your oneness nature. That is the nature, not you. Nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with the thought. Then because we use the mundane mind to arise the perception and input the content of consciousness, then it shrink and become a thought. You understand? The pure awareness, that small spot, become a thought. It become a thought. It just arrives. Then how stable is it? The moment you talk about it, it's gone. The next one come already. That's why the continuous proliferation of thinking, the heedless thinking. When you have the stability of awareness, your mind cannot do that anymore. It's already heedful, aware. It cannot create that type of thinking already. But before you have the awareness, it thinks along. It is continuously verbalizing, thinking, reacting to sense experience, developing all the sankhara movement. That's why sankhara anicchang, sankhara dukkang, dhamma anatta. The meaning is avijja paccaya sankhara. Dependent on ignorance, this sankhara keep on moving. And this sankhara is what activity of mind is all about. The thinking, the emotion, the mundane consciousness that carries that content within that created all the movement. Everything that your mind can do is sankhara. That's why I dare to define it this way. I saw the movement inside that. Even your planning, your scheming, your whatever, cunningness and all those things, they are part of sankhara. And sankhara are all the movement that the mundane mind created. And the mundane mind created it through habitual tendency, views, opinion, condition, belief system. That's why they cling, they grasp, they accumulate, and they carry all this. And when your whole brain is full of all this, how can you learn? How can you develop the direct seeing, the clarity, the whole brain cluttered your consciousness? You understand that? When you are aware, silent means what? No thought, no sankhara, no perception, nothing, means clarity. You understand? Spacious awareness. That's why you have the space between thought. Whereas the healers, no space at all. The whole thing is cluttered with their views, obedience, conditioning, memory, insecurity, fear, phobia. Everything is inside that. And this is what the mundane healer's thinking mind is all about. This is what creation over the millennium created, that karmic consciousness. And the karmic consciousness, the calm, you technically don't have a choice. That's why I say the Buddha is right when he said we are all born our karma, heir to our karma. Condition is supported by our karma. We are what we are because of our karma. It's because precisely it is there, karmic consciousness. Unless you silence your mind, develop awareness, and come out of it, you can only break the chain of thinking. You understand? That thinking, true one, awareness. The moment you are aware, that momentum of thinking stops. Do you realize that? And most people can't even be aware for a while. The thought already streamed through. So just now, your question, Suyan, pardon me for saying it, is a theoretical question. Even you know, after I explain, no use. That's why I stop you from asking that. Instead, I ask you to develop the stability of mindfulness, to develop the understanding yourself. Then you will understand what that thing is.
So perhaps, Brother Teo, let me rephrase the question. So we started with the spacious awareness, and then we've got the content of consciousness, and then we've got the thought. But somewhere along the way, there is this specific awareness. That means basically he has shrunk from spacious awareness to specific awareness. Then only the content of consciousness comes in, and then there's a thought, and then they say, the shrinking. My question is the shrinking to the specific awareness.
You have got it all jumbled up. When you are linking the awareness and the thought together, you don't understand. When you talk about specific phenomenal awareness, I mean, you are still at the awareness. That nature is there. When that nature arises, this nature you can only be with it when the thought is not there. You understand?
I understand.
You don't understand. You understand, you won't ask like that. You won't refrain like that and like that. Because you said the content of consciousness, you separate everything up. This one is what the thought creates. Understand? Then you talk about spacious awareness and the awareness, pure awareness, and the specific thought. You use thought to describe it without you knowing it. But that one is not a thought. It cannot be described in that way. Yet when you are developing the spacious awareness, or what we call the specific phenomenon awareness, is when you are with the awareness nature. When you are with that, then that one can move either with the phenomenon. That's why it's kaya no pasana, aware of the kaya, standing aware, no thought involved. Walking aware. That's how I say, when you move your hand to pick up that glass of water, aware means without thought. The moment I speak, I have to use thought. But that thought doesn't come from memory. It comes from that nature. Yeah, this is a super mundane one. Without that gross image inside there one. This is from the pure awareness one. Because my nature always act from that nature now. Ever since 1989, when the mundane mind collapsed, it has no dwelling. It doesn't dwell. It is always from that nature. That's why most of the time it's either aware, specific phenomenal awareness, or it is spacious awareness with that nature. Then I have to teach all this how. That's why I have to develop the understanding. Then when I have the understanding earlier on in 89, I cannot teach. The people are not ready. Do you understand? The words are not there. Even this word specific phenomenal awareness, spatial awareness, I point it out later, much, much later. Then I have to try to help you all by trying to define what sati and mindfulness is using the word awareness before the knowing. Thinking that that knowing can create the understanding that knowing is perception and the activity of mind. Content of consciousness means your aggregate. You can understand. So this is how all this become not so easy and not so straightforward. That's why in the early days, I cannot share all this. I cannot go in. I only mention it here and there, like as a pointer. Then thought is limited. I use that word. Thought is limited, but I cannot explain because at that time you all were not ready. So how to explain? Then later on, I see some can understand. I start to explain a bit. But then now the consciousness has become different. If today we are doing all this in the retreat, that's why this retreat is very important. I tell you, a lot of you all will awaken. If you have that specific phenomenal awareness, the inner awareness develops. Stability of it. And then training up there this time, the awareness-based meditation, stabilization of it become very different. So now we have a small group of 20 or 21. It is going to be a big difference. I already predicted many, many months, if not 1 or 2 years ago, the next retreat, well, my teacher know, the next retreat, a lot of karmita is going to transform, become very different. Yeah. But because of the COVID-19, because of what happened, we had the pandemic. That's why we cannot have the retreat. It's also maybe meant to be, because when condition is not there, things were just the way it is. So we need condition for this type of thing to arise, and we cannot hurry. That's why earlier on, when the pandemic started, everybody was panicked. We thought the class would be canceled, but what happened? Zoom technology came in. Sui came back. Then the class can continue. Then it became a blessing if it's done. Initially, Po Ching was like quite disappointed because she looked forward to this retreat because she only recently, before the pandemic started, came to know the importance and beauty of it. On her own, she managed to follow exactly my instruction. We are clean slate, not conditioned. She just followed what I instructed and she do, and she went in. And she progressed very fast. And because of that, she wanted this retreat, actually 2001. But it was cancer. Then 2001 also cancer. That's why this one, she told the sister she's flying down 2 days ahead, just in case anything goes wrong. And she will be around. And she knew what this thing is, because when you have developed that, you will understand. So the awareness-based meditation is not something that can be easily understood. Please understand that. That's why you need to develop it. All these questions will arise because you are still at the thought level. But those who have done it, they will know the question doesn't arise. that they can see, they can sense, they can understand. So trying to know, trying to have the knowledge of what this is, then trying to use it to explain, it will not serve much purpose. It will not help the individual to transform. But to transform, the process is the belly. Understand that? You have to do it. Awaken to it. Then only the understanding come up. It's not the other way around. Look for it intellectually. Then from there, hope to awaken to it. It's not that. But when you hold on to knowledge, that knowledge binds. That knowledge become a grain. If that knowledge, which is basically thought-based, wants to know. It wants to compare. Am I already there? Is this what the Buddha meant? Is this what Brother Teo meant? All this is the movement of thought. If you don't have the awareness to see all this subtle movement of thought lingering behind, you will be trapped. Even Saul, he was trapped in the analysis, in the reasoning, trying to know. From even after Rayong, when he already developed the ability to connect, he still, after a few years, trapped in the subtle thought. Yeah. So that part, hopefully, Kayanamita can develop the understanding to clear. Otherwise, you will be stuck at the thought level. The thought level is not easy to break free because we are so conditioned into using thought. And when you are so conditioned into using thought, you have not stabilized as a DA awareness nature. You can't stay at the heart. And when you can't stay at the heart, you cannot do things from the heart. Means the awareness that operates from the heart outward, you cannot. You are from the brain trying to understand what the thing is. It's not like that. That's why I say relax, maintain awareness, silence everything, and stay at the heart. Let that thing stabilize. Then let it detect the gateway. Then let the movement happen. Then after that, everything becomes clear. Okay? So, yeah? Yeah. So that part, hopefully, yeah? This coming August, the 7th until the 4th of September, yeah? When we go to the retreat. Hopefully, you all can. Well, I want to share all this is to prepare you all for the Silent Temple Stay Retreat. Do you understand? I've been telling Papa Sri Day or 4 or 5 Thursday class before that I want to go through this. I revert back to the Thursday class format, except no more meditation reporting. I wanted to share all this essential Dhamma. Yeah. What's the time now? Okay. Do you have any more thing to ask, Suyan? Ah, okay. Then we continue a bit more. Right? Let me have a drink. Okay. Hopefully, with this explanation, you go back to listen to it attentively. Don't try to know, but develop the silence to be aware of what I say. Let the heart listen. Listen from your heart. Don't listen from your brain. Your brain is memory. You have to move it down to your heart. Initially, when there is not much like connection, means you cannot relate much of what I say, like there is a missing gap, missing link, where you are so used to from the brain. The brain, the memory is very new. So all your whatever thought process, your intellectual learning, the usual one is very fast. Especially people who don't have to study on very fast. But when you listen from the heart, it's totally different. Because the awareness listen is not the memory. That space will create the gap. Then when it creates the gap, what happened is, initially I still remember in 1989 when I started listening from that. There is like a gap one. Like I listen to a sentence, like a few of the words, it's not like normal listening where you can understand the thing. There is a gap on, like something not clear. Never mind. Because my nature realized, continue to listen. Then, over a short period of 2 or 3 weeks, suddenly I realized, hey, how come now the listening from the heart and from the brain is no different really? The only slight difference is from the heart, there is no grasping and clinging to what is in the memory. Like that day in Malacca, I told my daughter, because we were at this Padmasri for the 91 anniversary. Yeah. They all karaoke and all this thing. Yeah. You know how loud the music was and all that night. And I told Sri, last time, 1989, I trained my mother, somebody brought me to a music tech too. The vibration was so loud, so much louder than that day the uncle went. But the music tech along Jalan KL there, one, very loud one. They got private room. So when I was inside there, I realized, hey, how come the listening is from the heart one? The pounding, everything, the awareness is there. Then the brain doesn't come in and interfere. One. Doesn't create any stirring or movement. One. Then everything is just the way it is. Then you can just stay there. No complaint, nothing. You won't say, oh, this pain is not for me. You want to go. Cannot. But that nature becomes so different. That's why after that, that day I told Sui, I said, you can really listen from your heart. It's so different. You will see very clearly what memory is, what the views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system. This is all carried in the brain through accumulation and through conditioning. So what is happening is all this accumulation of memories or conditioning, these are the things that, like your computer, you carry as data, understand? Memory. Data. So random access memory means what? When you need them, only you access them. That is a very good description. So when you listen from your heart with the awareness, when you need them, you go up and retrieve it. That's why I was asking me, how do you distinguish between the moment of perception? It's not how you distinguish, it's not a you who distinguish. The awareness that has the ability can see the movement. And that thing is that thing, separate from that nature. And the nature is not a being. That's why it's very difficult to understand. Because one is the awareness nature, the other one is the thought. And when I explain this way, I think you understand the two are very different. Isn't it? The thought is the thought, isn't it? With the content. Isn't it? The other one got no content, no word, nothing. It's just that awareness nature. So how can you describe it? It's still the unconditioned. It's just a nature, like karmic nature. You cannot say karmic nature is you, isn't it? You have a karmic nature, which is a summation of all your karmic conditioning and whatever karmic that you created, isn't it? Through all the millenniums and maybe eons and eons of birth and death and life. But your spiritual nature is the same. It's a nature that accumulated over a long period of cultivation and perfection. And that nature, when it reached perfection, develop into the oneness nature and return to the source. That's why it understands that nature, which is the source of all things. From there, all things arise. And yet, it is the unconditioned. Then we need to use word to describe, to let the existential world understand. So, for the time being, like I said, normal people can only understand stage 3 and stage 4 creation. Mundane mind creating the mundane consciousness, the phenomenal world of consciousness and form. Whereas the pure awareness, you need to meditate to realize it, to stabilize it. Then you need to cease everything, awaken, then only you can understand the nature. So these two parts, especially the first one, forget about it first. The second one also, do. When you do, until you are in that state, you will understand. If you are not there, you cannot understand. Because when you try to use the mundane thinking, the thought process to analyze and to reason, then too bad. Because that is knowledge. It's not that thing. That thing that awaken, that see things as they are, is very deep. It's only the awareness, like I say, man can only do one thing at a time. Either you are aware to observe, or you are lost in thought. Preoccupy what you are thinking, your emotion, your whatever, fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lament, all this cloud you, grabs you, quick. Then that mundane mind become restless. That mundane mind that is restless is not you, what you don't understand. Fear is not you, what you don't understand. Worry, anxiety, all these are byproduct of the true mind, which is not you. You cannot understand. That's why you trap. You keep on wanting to know, wanting to analyze, wanting to like reason, come up with understanding. Thought is limited of the past. It can never go beyond thought. How can it develop wisdom? It has knowledge, but it's not wisdom. That's why it cannot awaken. So with that, hopefully, yeah, you all can, for the time being, yeah, just manage it as what I have explained. Then the understanding later on, don't worry. When you hit it, it will come. Okay? So now I go on and read a bit more. Hopefully, you all can understand. So the trinity to understanding cultivation, I have already explained. From the C, which is a pure consciousness or pure awareness, then the various different names are there. Oneness, nature, essence of mind, true nature, original nature, the unconditioned, beyond thought, beyond time, beyond mind, cannot be perceived or sensed, stillness, silent mind, the meditative mind. So towards the left is the silent mind doing the direct C. We are the D of pure awareness. To develop the understanding or the wisdom, which is samadhi. Then when this samadhi arises, you have yoniso manasika, means wisdom at the moment of sense experience. Then because it's connected to the five aggregate of form and mind, the senses, you can develop the noble living. Yeah? Then the consciousness on the right hand side slope is for mundane living, create mundane thinking, living and experiences. So this mundane thinking is the thinking mind or the mundane mind, and also the mundane consciousness with its sense basis, triggering of the five aggregates of form and mind. Here, paticca samuppada keep on moving. Avijja paccaya sankhara is very active. There you have the aware of mindful. Okay. So after that, you go to 6.1. 6.1 will differentiate clearly to you what is a trained mind. So this is for you to check. You have trained your meditation correctly to develop the awareness-based meditation and develop the stability awareness, then you will have the following mind. So what is a trained mind? A trained mind is always silent, heedful, peaceful, relaxed, and naturally aware within, no need to do anything. Naturally aware. It's a free mind. Understand now? So the first check is always silent. Is your mind silent or noisy or restless? You check. If it's noisy, restless, then it's not trained. The mental hindrances are there. But if it's always silent, aware, mindful or heedful, the best is naturally aware. Then the next one is, because of that, it has the clarity, bottom one, inner peace. Inner peace means what? There is no problem at all, no worry, no fear, no sankhara activity. And inner awareness to see things as they are, leading to wisdom needed to arise there. Wise attention or yoniso manasikara at every moment of sense experience, so that one is always peaceful with the moment to live life. And this one not easy to do. Your daily mindfulness must be very stable. I remember I did this for quite a while. before the 1989 transformation happened, the daily mindfulness, throughout the day, like the Buddha said, ever mindful, constantly meditating. That mind that is trained, it will listen to you. You want it to be quiet, silent, and still, it will just be silent and still. Peaceful anyway, it will just be so. The other characteristic is, it is just aware. You can be with it and direct it appropriately to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path leading to heedfulness. Yeah. The awareness is always with you. You want it to be with the kaya, it's with the kaya. You want it to be with the feeling, it's with the feeling. You want it to be at the moment of perception, it's there. Yeah. Then even the mental states before you become enlightened, before you have the understanding, when anger arises, when this aversion arises, or slight dislike arises, or slight unpleasantness or uneasiness arises, the nature will know. It becomes so sensitive. It straight away can detect because it has stayed with it before. It can stay with the awareness. And the awareness can be with the mental states, whether it's anger or whatever. Then initially, like the third way the Buddha teach, maintain awareness and be with it. Whatever mental state that arrives, silent, be with it. And what happened? It ceases. It means what? Anger is not you. It's dependent originating. Condition arising. Well, originally, there was nothing. It's just aware, still, tranquil. Then all the sankhara, mental state, mind state, negativity of the evil root, how do they arrive? Through your wrong thought. You will see all this, not through knowledge, not through memory. Through the silent awareness-based meditation, you will see how your mind stirs. How at the moment of sense experience, before your understanding is there, the unisoman has come out, that conditioning from your brain activity, your views, opinion, you always act according to memory. That's why you are there. You can't understand. But when the yoni sopanasikara is developed, it is spontaneously, it's spring form. That's why they call it unprompted, spontaneously, that understanding come up. The understanding will prompt you. Sankara anicca, sankara dukkha. Dhamma anatta. Yeah. That thing is just the way it is. Condition arising, dependent originating. So all this understanding, they will surface. Once they surface, the delusion no more. The mind cannot move. It's no longer like last time. So all this become possible. Okay, every time. It will become like a servant to you. It will serve you well. So a trained mind is ever mindful and constantly meditating. This one is the proof, the confirmation. Hence, it is the base from which wisdom will keep on arising. When you are ever mindful and constantly meditating, you keep on understanding. That's why life itself becomes your teacher. And everything within life is Dhamma, truth. Truth is everywhere in the midst of life and nature. Why can't you see? Why can't you awaken to? This is the meaning. So wisdom keep on arising when you are heedful. Similarly, when you are heedless, delusion keep on becoming more and more. Then 6.2, the untrained maya. This one very easy to understand now. An untrained mind is heedless. It thinks a lot, true or not? Yeah? True or not? Think a lot. Well, now no more thinking. Very good. And react easily to sense experience. Maybe now a lot of you all no more. Like PG, they all. Unless certain very strong one. It sometimes can still move you a little bit. Then immediately the understanding comes then. Can you slow down? That one will happen. Your habitual tendency is still there for a while, but it will be rooted out sooner or later. So an untrained mind is heedless, it thinks a lot and reacts easily to sense experience. and is constantly lost in thought. Keep this in mind. If you are most of the time lost in thought, unaware, means you haven't trained your mind at all. That's Pradhamapada verse 21. The heedless are as if dead. Spiritually, you don't stand a chance. Then the second one is the worst. It is like a devil's workshop, and it will make you very evil. The devil is an evil being. Because of avijja, ignorance, it will create delusion. Then number three, you have no control over it. It actually controls you and takes over your life, causing you suffering, misery. That's why people enter depression. People get into trouble. It's because they don't have the Dhamma understanding. Then number four, the thinking mind or the mundane mind, which is heedless, need to be trained. Remember, the true mind that nature no need train is not a being. It's already there. What you need to understand is the moment you are without thought, that nature is there. Can you understand? That nature is always there. But because of your delusion, ignorance, sakarity, you create mundane thinking. The aggregates of mind, the fear, the emotion, the use of human conditioning, your scars of memory, your insecurity, your fear, all this clouded your true mind, your true nature, your awareness nature, and you are lost in thought. Constantly thinking, heedless. That's why living being cannot free. So this part is very important. You have to train the mundane mind or the thinking mind or the heedless mind. Deluded with wrong view, it easily become angry. True or not? Huh? Last time, huh? Maybe now, seldom or hardly. Selfish, emotional, and fearful, hence the suffering. That it has no understanding of what is going on in life. It lacks wisdom. Yeah, it is deluded. Okay, we stop here. Huh? 10:18 already. Okay, we stop here. Huh? So, the next Thursday will be training the mind. Huh? Training the mind. This part, training the mind, is very important. If you have time, you go back and read it out and try to develop your understanding of it so that when I share, you can get it much, much easier. Yeah, this part is what you are going to do when you are at the retreat and in your daily life. Yeah, this is what you have to do. You have to train your mundane mind, the heedless thinking mind, stabilize it, to develop the inner awareness, constantly ever mindful inside. Last night I let it be because your life, nothing to do with my nature. You meditate, you don't meditate, you want to develop what is up to you. But now, because the condition is different, a lot of calamity has progressed and has the understanding. That's why now I can move in deeper and I can start to teach you the real one. The real one, which is not easy. You still need to have a lot of faith, a lot of sadhā virya, then diligently work towards it. That's why when you understand, it's very easy. But when you don't understand, it's not that easy. It's actually a lot of hard work. Like Shen Ho always say, you need to like non-stop counting, steadfastly. The Buddha used the word steadfast one. The constantly meditative, the ever mindful and steadfast one. You hold on to these two practices continuously, steadfast one. You were destined to realize the supreme born free Nirvana. That is a very, very true statement. I vouch for you. But you have to do it. There is no shortcut. There is no shortcut. And you cannot say, I do 1 week or one retreat. After that, I can take a rest. It's not like final exam. After exam, wow, tora, can go and see show, can do what you like. But cultivation is different. Not until you awaken, it become part of you. You cannot rest. That's why the Buddha are very wise. He defined cultivated two types. Yeah? Sekka and Asekka. Yeah? This one you heard before. Yeah? Sekka means not Sekka. Sekka. Sekka means still under training. You still need to train. Now that one you still need to persevere and do. Asekka means beyond training. That one up to you. You don't want to train also can. You already transformed. Means he referred to those Arahant and beyond, safe already. So whether you are a Sekka or not a Sekka, up to you. Okay? So maybe we have 10 minutes of Q&A, yeah? Meditation, reporting, Q&A. Okay, now I open up for Q&A. Meditation, reporting, if you have any, or any question that you might want to ask. You can still ask me on this topic, but your question must be in such a way that it helps you to develop the understanding or the cultivation. Not to ask for theoretical understanding. The now is not the time. If I answer you, I become gullible. That's not. Because it defeats the purpose. But if you can ask in such a way that the understanding is there for you to develop this, then it is very useful and very appropriate. How many? Oh, so many online. How many? Nine. Oh, okay. Those online one. Anybody who wants to report meditation or ask any question, you can come in. Ingbi, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm here.
Sadhu, can you come in and share something? Sadhu.
Okay, I would like to share this your advice to Brother Chin Hao on the Tuesday.
Ah, Sadhu, yeah, that was very good, yes.
Yes, on the last part, huh? I keep listening to that part, rewind and listen until until my handphone become 1% left. Also, I don't know.
Okay, good. Very good. Let me run out. Never mind.
that part, especially Brother Teo mentioned, relax.
Yeah.
With awareness,
yes.
You won't sleep.
Ah, correct. Yes.
But relax without awareness, very fast you sleep.
Yes. Sadhu. Wow. It be very good at catching all this very important pointer. Yeah, sadhu.
I already put in the
code,
the unique code in my own
sadhu.
Book.
This one are very beautiful pointers. That one, I just said it that session alone. Before that, I never said this before.
And then, when I heard these two sentences, Brother Teo, it made me smile from ear to ear.
You experienced it before and you understand what that thing is. That's how you can have the joy. Your understanding is very good.
Another thing I would like to raise is Brother Teo, in that last, I think, 10 or 15 minutes before sharing merits, Brother Teo repeat the importance of purpose of awareness based meditation. That is to stabilize our awareness, the stability of awareness. Not only in a formal meditation, even in our daily life. It's very important to stabilize
that one is very important.
The awareness, I understand, is the inner awareness. It's
not inner
the
awareness.
Superficial consciousness.
Not the superficial one. The superficial one is more of consciousness. They are conscious of life. They are not aware of life. that there is an inner awareness that is aware from inside out, but that awareness nature is from inside. So all this understanding is not easy. Subject to you.
It's all because of Brother Teo's Dharma sharing that keep on reminding us, that make us must really put in effort to cultivate it.
And also because of you all's affinity with the Dhamma, with the Triple Gem, and my nature's duty is to share. Whether people can receive it or not is not so really important. But like I always say, when there is condition, my nature will manifest and it will share different things and teach different things. Were you around when I started today sharing with you?
Which day? Tuesday?
Today.
Yes, from beginning I was around.
Sadhu. So today one you sure can understand, huh?
Another thing I would like to inform, not to say inform, to share is still the Tuesday sharing, huh? Brother Teo put in very detailed explanation.
Correct.
Detailed explanation on what relaxation is.
Yes.
It was so beautiful the way Brother Teo explained. You really put in all your heart to explain what is relaxation.
The understanding behind. Yeah, the nature knew the Tuesday class. A lot of people were like Jin Hao or going through what Jin Hao is going through. They find it so difficult to settle down. You remember Jin Hao mentioned he went to a retreat? He find that earlier on he can only become peaceful and tranquil when he is doing the lying down meditation. Then when he see it, he can't get it. The Sanghara come back, he think a lot of it. So what I saw was the lack of understanding and the stability of understanding. That's why I told him, you must meditate with understanding. Understanding means what? Just check. You are developing awareness-based meditation. Are you doing it? Then the fourth support. Are you relaxed? Body and mind. Then only Jin Hao come to know. Then are you aware? Then that's why all the other things follow. Then he starts to understand. Because you go back to basic. You cultivate with understanding, not with knowledge. You repeat what I say and try to understand it through knowledge and do. You cannot get it. You must do to understanding. Understanding means what? I already define to you all what sati is. What awareness-based meditation is, relaxation, everything in to such detail, like for you in BBL, you have gone through, you can understand, you can pick them all up. And it's so beautiful to you. That's why for them, because they are at different stages, they cannot grasp and they are more keen on the words that I say. Then they try to commit to memory and develop understanding to the thought of what I said, then they do. When they do that way without understanding, then it go back to square one. But at least much better than last time, completely thought based without knowing that they are doing thought based. At least now, the moment I give the pointer, they will understand that they need to refine upon what they have been doing. Because like I always say, what is the meditation as taught by the Buddha? He start with heedfulness. Whatever you do, if it does not bring you back to the heedfulness or mindfulness training, stabilizing it into heedfulness, then that is not the meditation as taught by the Buddha. Then that is not the way to do it. So this understanding is very important. In the name of meditation, what am I doing? Am I training my mind to be aware, to be mindful? Am I stabilizing it to be ever mindful? Then using it to meditate. To cultivate noble eightfold path, to develop silent awareness, to insight into phenomena, the four foundation of mindfulness, all those things, all these are connected, related. That's why I say, don't try to know. Check one thing at a time. Checking is not trying to know. Checking means, am I relaxed? Am I stabilizing my awareness? Am I developing it according to what Brother Teo has defined? Then you can modify it based on your own understanding. And that, if you do it this way, you progress very fast. But if you are so habitual, so conditioned by the method, technique, and all those things, and you keep on going back to that one, your that one give you some form of calmness, then you are not clear about what you are doing. I mean, you can do all those method, technique, and all things. Like I said, it's a skillful means to train. After you train, you still got to go back to basic. Means stabilize the sati and let mind enter sati. Are you doing all these things? And these are more important. So all these are very beautiful, huh? Maybe sadhu deal.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. And then I put into the Excel sheet there to make it into the selected type of mini video.
Sadhu, very good. Wow, you put this one up, Sui and Jin Hao will edit it, then it will help a lot of people. Then you can check all this. It's very good.
Yes.
That's good. Sadhu.
That's all, Brother Teo, that's my little bit of Dhamma sharing. Thank you so much for your very good sharing.
Let us rejoice. Sadhu. Okay, very good. Now let us share merits and do our closing puja. Akasata cha bhumata Devanaga Mahindika Punyang Tang Anumoditwa Chirang Rakantu Loka Sasana Eta Wata Chamehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabhe Deva Anumodantu Sapasampati Siddhya Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Devo wasatu kalina sasasampati heto cha. Pito bhavatu loko cha, raja bhavatu dhammiko. Itina punyang kamena, mame bala samagamo, satang samagamo hotu, yava nivana patiya. Sadhu. Okay, you all can now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kunyin Bodhisattva, and all the other worthy ones. Then we end the whole session. Sadhu.
Dear brothers and sisters in the Dhamma, shall we fold our palms together and say sadhu three times to Bratio and Mrs. Teo for coming all the way to share this beautiful Dhamma with us tonight? Sadhu to Sister PG for fetching Bratio and Mrs. Teo. And sadhu to Sister Sui for helping with the recordings. Sadhu.
You say a big sadhu to Pama Sui. Yeah, I have a few for hosting us. Yeah.